Hickon?
Yep.
Stonington's here. So number, oops.
We could do case, so we can do case five?
Yes, ma'am. Sir, ma'am, sir.
Case five is...
We can do case five, because Stonington has arrived.
This is case number 23-498D.
Yes.
Can I just say that I spoke with Waterbury and...
He's in the room?
He thought it was, no. He thought it was next week, and I'm like, yeah, we have one next week too, but you had one this week. He goes, should I head over? And I'm like, eh. So one has not arrived yet, and one is an automatic.
Sir, were you here earlier to be sworn in for your testimony?
The Stonington representative was not.
And they need to be sworn in also?
Yes, unless he's an attorney.
Not.
Okay.
Would you stand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, under penalty of perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just 1 minute while I'm... This is number five?
Five on the agenda, ma'am. Yep.
Okay. You may begin.
Good morning. I'm George Stamatine. I've been assigned to the technical unit for the past 3 years, and with that...
Would you spell your name, please?
Sure. Last name is Stamatine, S-T-A-M-A-T-I-E-N. Been assigned to process pistol permits during that time period also.
So. Let me pause you again. Sure. Were you here earlier when we explained the procedure today?
Sorry, I wasn't. What we
would like now is a brief statement from you about your case, and then a brief statement from the appellant, and then you would present your case.
Okay. We conducted a background investigation, interviewed. I presented it to our chief with my approval. I found suitability. I had presented this to the chief for signature and issue of the temporary permit. And he denied that, giving the reasons that the appellate had two previous arrests, which exhibited a, as the chief described, a violent nature. And I did notify the appellate of that, of our findings, and he informed me that he may be taking it to this point here.
Would you like to make a brief statement?
Just good morning, thank you. And really only one matter I'd like to address. I'm not time is appropriate. Thank you.
You may put your case on.
Okay. So like I briefly just stated, we conducted a background interview during our background check. It revealed no criminal record for the appellate in Connecticut. We did locate one arrest in Rhode Island. It was for a vandalism charge. On the appellate's application, he did not list that in his arrest as an arrest, previous arrest. He did list that he had a simple assault in 2008. It's a pretty lengthy explanation on that. When I questioned him about this when we had the interview, he said he overlooked it. He thought, I think he had it confused which one was expunged, or he believed both were expunged, but he still felt he should list that he had the arrest. I felt that was a reasonable explanation why he didn't list the vandalism. I felt he was pretty honest explaining both arrests to me when he was questioned. From there, we move forward. Like I said, check with references. Everyone had same things to say. They had no issues with him possessing firearms, being permitted, going forward. There was a question of some sort of alcohol issues or maybe drinking in the past also, but as he explained and the references explained to me, that had he'd been sober for 3 years prior to this application. Like I said, I forwarded it to the chief. Sorry, I'll back up. You know, 2 years has passed since this. This was back in January of 23. 2 years have passed. We followed up last month with the references. All maintained the same same feeling. They felt the appellate, again, was responsible enough to carry firearms and be permitted. They had no issues. This included family members and coworkers. Again, I proposed to the chief that I felt the appellate was suitable, and he again denied it. So, frankly, that's why we're here today.
Questions by the board?
Get to the cross first.
I would just say it'd be helpful if the chief were here, since you obviously disagree with him. You're making his case.
It does seem that way, yes.
Did you ask the chief to come, or? No, forget it. I'm not going to put you in.
No, don't put it on the record.
I'm not going to do that. Does he have any convictions?
No. You know, just real quick. In Rhode Island, it is still there, and I believe it's a misdemeanor conviction.
From 2008?
2008, yes.
And you're happy with his responses on the application, that he was not being untruthful?
I am, yes. I'm comfortable with them, yes.
And do you have any details of the nature and circumstances surrounding the cases that the chief used to deny this?
I do, yeah. So 2008, I believe he was an argument between family members at the time, and the appellant had struck his daughter's grandfather in the face and kind of gave him a punch. He wasn't expecting it. That was eventually dropped in Rhode Island. The second one was, the appellate was late night at a bar. I believe the bar had closed. There was a cleaning person inside. The appellate was trying to get in. I guess his night was not done yet. He was not happy with the response, not being able to let into the establishment, and he decided to vandalize the person's car, or the employee's car in the parking lot.
What was the nature of the vandalism?
Broken window.
One window?
One window.
And that was 2000?
That was 2014.
So now 11 years ago?
Yeah. Yes.
Or close to?
Yes.
And how old is the appellant now? I guess I could ask you, how old are you?
39, sir.
And how old were you in 2014 when you did this?
I'd like to say the date's wrong. I believe it was maybe 16 or 17.
It was 2016 or 2017, not that you were 16 or 17.
Yes, sir. I believe it was either in 2016 or 2017.
It looks like 12/1/2016.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
My mistake.
And now I'm sorry.
So 30 at the time.
30 at the time. Okay, sir. All right, thanks.
Do you have questions of the town? No. Would you like to put your case on then?
Yes. The main thing I would like to reiterate was that I contacted the municipal court and both the municipal court and the superior court prior to my application to find out what I needed to report, what was on my record and still active in the court. So I made various phone calls to the clerks and spoke to them in their respective courthouses, and I was informed that the 2008 simple assault was appealed to the Superior Court and then somehow dropped back down to whatever the lower court is, I apologize. So to them, it still appeared open, and that was the only one that they saw in my record. So that was what I, in fact, reported.
This is when you punched the guy?
Yes, ma'am. The
Sorry, you punched who? I thought it was the girl's grandfather or something?
Yes.
I thought you said punch the girl.
No, guy.
Oh, guy. Okay, I'm sorry. Got it.
He was actively strangling my father at the time, so I just reacted. Best I knew how at the time, due to what happened, what transpired. That's really the simplicity of the case. It was assisting my father, so to speak, which is the way I saw it at the time. Going forward, the chief's note about my withholding of information and potentially lying on the application, I would just like to refute that. I had no intentions of doing that. Like I said, I did make several calls to the court clerks in their respective jurisdictions to find out what was active, what was inactive, or still on my record. And that was what I reported. My job, my word is everything, and it needs to be as such. So that's really the only thing I would like to clarify in front of the board.
Did you have any convictions?
I believe the 2016 incident.
The assault?
Would be the one that, it would be the only one, yes, ma'am.
What happened with the vandalism matter?
I honestly don't know. It was just long night of drinking and...
I mean, there's no criminal activity from that? You weren't arrested?
Oh, no. No. No, ma'am. Just that act.
Oh, but you were arrested for that.
I was. I'm sorry. I thought
you were arrested.
Was I breaking the window to perform another? I'm sorry.
No. Were you arrested for that?
Yes, ma'am.
You were.
Yes, ma'am.
And what happened with that charge?
I thought that the court had filed it in Rhode Island. I guess that means it's essentially like a year probation, or if you don't get into trouble, then they dissolve that conviction, but apparently that did not happen.
Do you have questions for the appellant?
I do not. We don't have a copy of the triple I. Did anything come up on the, like, that would sort of clarify the dispositions?
I wasn't able to find anything. All I do have is just the NLETS return on it. It's still showing it there.
Does it show an arrest or does it show a conviction?
It shows arrest. It doesn't clarify whether or not it was.
Because usually it'll show disposition on there.
They usually do.
Yep.
Yeah, it was usually a, you know, usually I know if you see a little N sometime, you know, something saying that it's valid or,
yep.
and I wasn't able to find anything. I did contact the agency. They really didn't provide me much help.
And that happened in Rhode Island?
That was Rhode Island. Both of the incidents were in Rhode Island.
Oh.
And just to sort of reiterate, did you do the initial background?
I did, yes.
And then you, in preparation for the hearing, sort of ran everything again and
correct.
And,
yes. Yeah.
And based on, and how long have you been doing permits?
3 years now.
3 years. Yeah. And based on your experience and your things with permits, you would recommend to the chief that the appellant was suitable.
I did.
Okay. Thank you.
Questions from the board? Anyone else? Final statement?
I'll just say, I don't know if it was clarified.
He gets the closing.
Oh, sorry.
That's my fault.
That's okay.
My fault. You go first.
Again, thank you for your time. And I would just like to ask the board to look into the mitigating factors that I presented today and make your decision. Thank you.
I do have another question. You work for the Department of Corrections?
Yes, ma'am.
If you had a conviction, wouldn't that interfere with your job?
It depends on the conviction. Oh. I do, I guess I missed my opportunity now, but...
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
I am certified to carry at work. I have been for the past 12 years, almost 12 years. And those incidents did happen while I was actively...
Working there.
And actively held my permit for work, and it didn't interfere with me recertifying the next year. And I still am currently certified.
Thank you.
There's been no break in my certification.
Closing statement from the town?
Sure, I just wanted to clarify, I know the appellate mentioned there was a note in there, I don't know if you had all seen it or considering it, that he had lied on the permit or lied somewhere in the interview process. I think that was just a miscommunication between myself and the chief, and that was not considered as in the chief's decision-making. Really, I think we have a section where we would ask, have you had any disagreements, you know, arguments, altercations, anything like that, that you want to disclose at that point. He did not disclose anything at that point. The chief would say different because of the two arrests that he had were altercations, but I considered those separate. We had already discussed those. That was an addition to that, so that's...
Miscommunication.
Miscommunication, in my fault. Again, it wasn't considered in the chief's decision. Other than that, I have...
Excuse me, I have a question. It's a little out of order now, but I'd like to ask.
Yes, sir.
And I think it'll be helpful. You can carry due to your position as a corrections officer. Can you carry on your badge outside of work?
We cannot.
Sir. You cannot. I didn't know that. Like an officer can.
Yeah, no.
But you cannot. So you're carrying the firearm while you're working, transporting prisoners or whatever it is you're doing.
That's correct.
All right, thank you.
Colonel Etwarger, if it's all right.
Sure. This is a denial by Stonington, the denials for suitability. The basis of the denial were two incidents. One in, I believe, 2008, the other 2016. One was a simple assault arrest, the other was a vandalism arrest. There's some question on the disposition on both of those cases. I think the most telling evidence is the detective's belief that the appellant is suitable. And also, there's a very positive letter from the deputy warden, I believe that from Corrigan Correctional Center, that's where the appellant works, in support of the appellant getting his pistol permit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Time for a vote?
Comments from the board.
Comments from the board.
Yeah, echoing Colonel Overturf's statement, you know, those excellent letters that are in there, including from his supervisor, and the length of time he's worked at Department of Corrections are going to influence my vote. Thank you.
Any other comments?
I say congratulations on sobriety. We didn't even get there with the vandalism and the bar incident. That's a good deal, fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Other comments from board members?
I just think it's telling that the Department of Corrections decided to keep them on, and we didn't ask about discipline. Keep them on, let them carry a firearm, even though they're aware of the incidents. And this is a little bit unusual in that the issuing authority has presented a case for the appellant.
But we appreciate your candor.
We do appreciate your candor. Exactly right.
Okay. Time for a vote. We'll start from the other side.
Appellant.
Chief?
Appellant.
Colonel Bliss?
For the appellant.
Colonel Overturf?
Appellant, yeah.
Appellant.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Detective. Yeah.